Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Skyblaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Skyblaze, and this is the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I apologise for last week. Some of you probably know I have a chronic illness called endometriosis, and last weekend it did actually have a bit of a flare-up and knocked me flat for a couple of days. It kind of sucks, but what can you do? So instead, let's talk about some games. This week I'm going to be talking about anime games again, focusing on games that have the license for Bleach, which Sega did for quite a long time, actually. So for those unfamiliar, Bleach is an anime which follows the story of Ichigo Kurosaki, a high school student who can see ghosts. That's already a bit weird, but things take a turn for the even weirder when he sees a woman who is dressed in a black kimono and wielding a katana. She is on the search for ghostly monsters who are referred to as hollows. This is the result of a ghost who gives in to despair or anger. The woman is named Rukia Kuchiki, and she reveals that she is a Shinigami, or Soul Reaper, whose job it is to send souls to the afterlife, as well as fight the hollows, thus cleansing their souls in the process and sending them back to the afterlife to be reborn eventually, because it's all a big cycle thing. While hunting a hollow, Rukia is unfortunately severely injured, and with no hope to survive against the hollow with her injuries, she grants a portion of her powers to Ichigo, thus turning him into a Soul Reaper, where his story really begins, and there are many fights ahead of him. A range of video games were created for this show, and as you might have suggested, quite a lot of them are fighting games in one way or another. The ones we are looking at today were all published by Sega, as I mentioned before, and they appear on the Nintendo consoles. The first game we're going to look at is called Bleach Advance, Kuranai no Samaru Soul Society. And it's a gameplay is a bit of a... It's a fighting game, sort of, but it's not really a typical fighting game. It was released on the Game Boy Advance in Japan in 2005. The game picks up at the start of the second story arc, where Ichigo is heading to the home of the Soul Reapers, referred to as the Soul Society, in order to rescue Rukia, who has been arrested by her fellow Soul Reapers and is to be executed for her crimes, specifically remaining in the living world without permission and bestowing her Soul Reaper powers on a human. So hello to the chat, we have Electric Boogaloo, Resident SD, Aleri, and Doan has just arrived, so hello to you all. I'm going to have a bit of music, so also quick thank you to Nicholas Aman, who actually found some of the music that I'm using today. So first of all we have from Bleach Advance, the Staff Roll, and then from Bleach vs Crusade, a track called Blade. Enjoy those, and I'll speak to you after this music break. We'll be right back.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. This is Nicolas Aman, the demon ruler of the Radio Sega playlist, and you're listening to
The Hidden Palace.
That was Bleach versus Crusade Blade, and before that from Bleach Advance Staff Roll, which our demon ruler of the Radio Sega playlist found for me, so thank you for that, Nick. Yeah, we've got my husband Grey 4 is doing the socials today, but as a lot of you probably know by now, Twitter is not really working very well. Thanks for that, Elon Musk. I would recommend moving over to Mastodon. Radio Sega has a presence over on Mastodon. I do as well. I am blazingskies at tech.lgbt. Let me just remind myself what the Radio Sega one is. It's RadioSega at thevipvipers.space. So be sure to come and join us over on Mastodon. If you're not sure how it works, how Mastodon works, there's some really nice guides online. There's even videos and things, so I recommend there. Moving on. So, how Bleach Advance is different from most fighting games. Rather than facing your opponents in a side-by-side third-person sort of view, you are instead in a first-person perspective where you move around using the D-pad. When you are within range, you press A to select one of your four available actions to attack, and pressing A again will confirm it. To actually use these techniques, you'll need to build up your Ryatsu, or soul energy, which is shown as a number of blue flames, and this will build up as the fight goes on. There's also a radar screen, which... Oh, I've lost track of where I was. Radar screen. Which shows you and your opponent's positions, letting you keep your distance should you need to charge up your Ryatsu. When it comes down to fighting itself, once you select your move, you will then have a power meter shown. It has a sweet spot that will try and land in to give your attack the best possible damage. Moves are split between three types: weapon, physical, and ranged, and depending on the move used by your opponent to defend, As long as it doesn't match, you can continue to attack until your Ryatsu has been depleted or they block your attack. So, kind of a sort of rock, paper, scissors situation. It's a really weird system, and I mean, I've only seen videos of it being played because it's a Japanese exclusive, but it looks kind of clunky. But your mileage may vary. So, Alera is saying that all the cool people are on the VipVipers.space. Except me. Wait, no. No, I'm not a cool person, so that's fine. Yep. Electric Bugger was saying they're not on Mastodon. These social media sites aren't their thing. That's fair. At least with Mastodon, we can actually post stuff to it, and you can see it. Without having to make an account. Oops. That wasn't what I meant to do. Anyway. Let's have some more music, shall we? I've actually got quite a lot of the Bleach OSTs, and as some of you might know, they've actually had some really nice opening and closing themes over the years. So I'm going to play a couple for you. Yeah, I know, but I was actually having some trouble tracking down some of the soundtracks for some of the stuff I'm going to be playing here. So, tough. So, I'm going to play Scandal, who do a track called Shoujo S, and then from Aqua Times, Veronica, and these are two of my favourite. I think they're both opening themes. I'm sure Grateful will correct me if I'm wrong. But I hope you enjoy those, and I'll speak to you after this music break to talk about the next game, which is called Bleach GC. We'll be right back.
よして歌うもっと恥だと言い聞かせて無謀にもそっとかつかみや来た道を一別鳥をごめんしめんそこ散々にすぐワンカムやマルトによりごきゃり塵は積もって果てしない旅の途中で街の柱に立ち寄り疲れた両足をそっと投げ出して寝転ぶと繰り返される浅い眠り何とも同じ者の小顔何とも同じ者の言葉を生きてるだけで悲しいと思うのを渡すだけなのでたばこの煙世界は春だ桜色の風をかき分けて遥か彼方へ向かう途中この菜の花畑に君はいたのかなこの空に鳥の白い羽ばたきを僕が急がさいだきっと君は大地に耳を澄ましアリの黒い足音を探したんだろうな
Aqua Times Veronica from the Bleach anime OST and Scandal by Shoujo S by Scandal also from the Bleach anime OST. I definitely remember Veronica being an opening but I can't remember if Shoujo S is an opening or a closing. It's been a while since I've actually watched that that section of the anime. Up next we have Bleach GC Tasagare ni Mamimeru Shinigami, I think. Or Bleach GC, Death Gods Meeting in the Twilight. Either way, that's a very long title. Again, this is another Japan-only release, this time on the GameCube, and this also happens to be come out in 2005. This is more in line with what you would expect from a typical fighting game, and the main scenario mode starts you at the first fight that Ichigo has upon entering the Soul Society. The fights in this game are 1v1 and have some mechanics as seen in other fighting games, namely the ability to charge the Spirit Gauge, giving you access to more powerful attacks and special moves. As you play through the scenario mode, you'll have cutscenes, which go through most of the story that occurs before each fight, and the fights themselves are played out in the order that they occur in the manga and anime. So you will get to experience fights as a variety of fighters instead of being stuck playing the same character throughout the whole mode. This of course does come with a disadvantage, as once you start getting used to a fighter, then you have to move on to another one. But it means that there's more variety, so swings and roundabouts. Alongside the scenario mode, you also have single mode, which is an arcade mode, match mode, where you can fight against another player, lesson, which is a training mode, and a mode called 13 Bansiobu. And I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, it looks like another arcade mode, but I don't know enough Japanese to actually figure out what it actually is. If anybody does actually have information about this, please let me know. You also have options, extras, and password menus. From what I found, the password menu was only used to unlock a few characters, although these could still be unlocked without the password by fulfilling a set requirement. So presumably this was if you wanted some friends around and they were like, I want to play this character, and you hadn't unlocked it yet. You have an option. Chat has gone quiet. I did actually watch most of Bleach. I think we've seen all of it. Oh, we haven't watched the new anime arc, have we? The Blood War arc. Yeah, we've not watched that yet. Is it even in English yet?
I don't know.
Okay. We should do something about that. But yeah, we did actually cosplay as Bleach characters a long time ago now. If you're curious, I might tell you who we cosplayed as. But in the meantime, let's have some more music. Nicholas is saying, I'm not sure I've seen more than 2 seasons, maybe 3. Yeah, it's a long, long, long anime. It took us quite a while to get through all of it. But yeah, let's have some more music. So, from Bleach the Blade of Fate on the DS, we have the Blade of Fate full opening, which I think is another adaptation of an anime opening. And then from Bleach GC, My Lover, which is a track provided by Nick Cohen. So thank you again for that, Nick. Enjoy, and I'll speak to you after the music break to move on to Bleach on the Wii.
Nari, 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 nari
And that was Bleach GC, My Lover. And then before that, we had from Bleach The Blade of Fate, the full opening, Ichirin no Hana, which I think was, in fact, an opening for one of the seasons of the anime. I don't know which one. There were so many. So lastly, we have the only game in this episode that was released in areas other than Japan. And it is Bleach Wii... Did you really have to put the Japanese name in here?
I've included the English one straight after it. You don't have to read it if you don't want to.
Hakujin Kirameku Rondo, or Bleach Shattered Blade, which I'm going to call Shattered Blade from now on. This game came out on the Wii, as you may have guessed from the Japanese title. In 2006 in Japan, 2007 in North America, and 2008 for Australia and Europe, because of course. Unlike our previous titles, this one is actually set after the events of the Soul Society arc and is not considered canon in the Bleach series as a whole. The basis of the plot centres around the collection of the shattered remains of the Sokyoku, a massive halberd that was destroyed during the anime, whose purpose is to execute Soul Reapers who have severely broken the law. It's also got some sort of connection with a kind of phoenix or firebird, but it's not entirely clear in the anime. Alongside your arcade and versus modes, you also have the episode mode, which lets you play as one of eight available characters who are seeking these shattered blade fragments. You'll go through 10 fights in each episode, throughout which you'll get some cutscenes which provide story exposition. The fights themselves make use of the Wii's motion controls. Yay, waggle-tastic. By using the Wiimote to attack with a slash vertically, a slice horizontally, and a stab by stabbing the controller towards the screen. Sounds like the sort of thing you really need the wrist strap for, otherwise you'll probably do your TV a mischief. Along with your health bar, you also have a stamina bar which depletes as you attack. But it does regenerate fairly quickly when you're not attacking. You can perform stronger critical attacks by holding the A button and attacking, though if you and your opponent both strike with a critical attack, you clash, leading to a rock-paper-scissors minigame with the option of being linked to the slash-slice-stab motions I mentioned earlier. You can also unleash special attacks by using the B button, along with the corresponding and aforementioned slash-slice-or-stab. You'll also have an ultimate gorge which fills as the fight progresses, or by shaking the nunchuck. Once filled, shaking the nunchuck again will activate it, giving fighters access to new moves or simply a boost to their movement speed and attack damage. Playing through each of the available game modes, including training mode, will slowly unlock new characters for you to try, along with new costumes for some characters if you succeed in winning multiple matches for them. See, my problem with games like this is that I'm left-handed. I was also trained in fencing, so I know how to use a sword. Sword goes in left hand. Slight problem with this, I was also raised on gaming consoles, so left hand is also what controls character movement. This means that there is no way around that I can put a Wiimote and nunchuck arrangement for this sort of game and have it feel comfortable. It's really irritating. I know this is a me problem, but it's quite annoying. Right, so let's have our last block of music before we go into the Chiptune Corner. I've also got an announcement for Chiptune Corner, so I hope you enjoy that. So from Bleach Shattered Blade, we've got Death Reunion at Dusk. And then the only request, music request we've had for today, Bleach DS Flamebringer Stage 3 BGM, and that one was requested by Electric Boogaloo. Please enjoy, and I'll speak to you after this music break.
We'll be right back. Hello, my name is Gavi, and you're listening to The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze on Radio Sega.
That was Bleach DS Flamebringer Stage 3 BGM, and that was requested by Electric Boogaloo. And then before that we had from Bleach Shattered Blade, Death Reunion at Dusk. So now we move into the chiptune corner. So I'm going to be talking about Chipzell. Chipzell is a BAFTA-nominated musician from Northern Ireland. She is considered an absolute legend in the chiptune and demo scenes, performing at live shows and producing game soundtracks for titles such as Super Hexagon and Dicey Dungeons. You can find her SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/chipzell, and I will post it in the chat just to be sure. And I'm going to be on a bill with her at a chiptune event next month. On the 26th of August here in Sheffield, where I live, at the Meltdown Esports Bar. Chipzell is headlining the bill for a Steel City Chiptune event, which I'm also on. I'm going to be performing alongside a BAFTA-nominated musician, and I am not freaking out about this at all, honest! I'm completely fine! No, I'm fine. Honest. Completely fine. I'm going to play this track now. This is Chipzell, I'll Always Remember. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And that was the amazing Chipzel with I'll Always Remember. I encourage you to check out her other work. And if you are anywhere near Sheffield, please come to the event in August. Or check out the live stream. That would mean quite a lot to me, actually. So, yeah. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, everybody. If you have any ideas for future topics that you want me to cover, you can find me on, on Discord, where I am SkyBlaze42. You can try Twitter, I guess. I'm at BlazingSkies on Twitter, but it probably won't work. Or if you have signed up to Mastodon, I am at BlazingSkies at tech.lgbt. Or you can use the official Radio Sega Discord, Facebook, or Twitter, or Mastodon. It's probably going to be easier that way. thank you to Grey4 for doing the socials for me, and thank you to Nick for finding me some additional music for this evening. And thanks to Electric Boogaloo for sending in the request. I've been SkyBlaze, this has been The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I think we've got SNS coming up next. With Gavi. But you can check out the full schedule for all of this week over on RadioSega.net. I've got one last song to go out on. This is for my husband because he's been playing a lot of Persona 3 recently. And it's a great track. So this is from Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight, the Battle for Everyone's Souls, the Daisuke Asakura mix. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Enjoyed the show?
Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.